From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Senate has confirmed Rick Perry as the nation's 14th Secretary of Energy, a department he once vowed to abolish. During the confirmation hearing, the former Texas governor told lawmakers he regrets his statements about doing away with the DOE and believes it performs critical functions, including protecting the nation's nuclear arsenal. As Congress begins to work seriously on crafting a new farm bill, House Agriculture Committee Chairman Mike Conaway says, when it comes to budget cuts, we gave it the office. Conaway gave a speech to farmers and ag leaders Friday morning. His overreaching message was to avoid adding more uncertainty to an already strained farm economy. The next farm bill must be done on time. The first 2017 detection of highly pathogenic avian influenza in commercial U.S. flock has been confirmed, this one in Tennessee. According to the Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, an H7 strain of HPAI was detected in a flock of over 73,000 commercial chickens. Testing is underway to determine the N-type of the virus. Samples taken from the facility confirmed the detection after the flock began experiencing increased mortality. The facility has been quarantined and will be depopulated. The birds will not enter the food system, and this is the first HPAI detection in a commercial flock in almost 14 months. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more, visit our website at aginfo.net.